Bonjour, Gakanawea. We two talk indigenous guys. Chumukimanish Nindao, Dashneo, Abachaton, and Nishnabe Moen, and also Gishigat. Daga, we Jewish in Ojibwe Moda, the podcast where we learn Ojibwe one conjugation at a time. Alright, so this week we're going to talk about negation in the B form. So negation in B form is quite a bit different than negation in A form. So kind of quick refresher, in A form, it's gawin, so like it tastes good, minopogwa, right? If you want to say it doesn't taste good, we're going to get rid of that D, and we're going to add sinun, right? So gawin minopogwa sinun. Gawin minopogwa sinun. That's how we negate that in A form. Now with B form, the biggest difference is we don't have to use a gawin. So gawin isn't required in B form, and it's going to be a little bit different. So rather than sinun, it'll be sinok, and we don't have to say gawin. So so that's kind of helpful to keep handy. And basically all of the different endings, if it ends in a vowel or ends in a D, it's sort of the same. You just wind up subtracting the D, so it essentially makes the word end in a vowel. If it ends in an N, it's a little bit different. Rather than sinok, you just add zinok. So, like, zogipon zinok when it isn't snowing. Anyway, let's go to Oshkabemis and see if this makes sense to you. Negation in the B form. Negation in the B form comes in three forms, depending again on the final letter of the verb stem. None of the B form negatives use gawin. Only A form negatives require the use of that word. If the final letter is D, drop the final letter D and add sinok to the end of the verb stem. So for example, G-ganagwad, it looks good. G-ganagwad, subtract the D, add sinok. G-ganagwa sinok. G-ganagwad, it looks good. G-ganagwa sinok, when it does not look good. Example, Gishpin g-ganagwa sinok gawin in ga-adawe sin. Gishpin g-ganagwa sinok gawin in ga Dawe sin. If it doesn't look good, I'm not going to buy it. Gishpin jiganagwasinok gawin inga dawe sin. If it doesn't look good, I'm not going to buy it. Weenud, it is dirty. Weenud. Weenud minus the D, add sinok. Weena sinok. Weenud, it is dirty. Weena sinok, when it is not dirty. Weenud, it is dirty. Weena sinok, when it is not dirty. Gishpin wena sinok kebabin zikawagan gego gizibi ginangen. If your cook isn't dirty, don't wash it. Gishpin wena sinok kebabin zikawagan gego gizibi ginangen. If your coat isn't dirty, don't wash it. Gishpin wena sinok kebabin zikawagan gego gizibi ginangen. If your coat isn't dirty, don't wash it. Final letter vowel. Add sinok to the end of the verb stem. Gina. Gina. It is sharp. Gina plus sinok. Gina sinok. When it is not sharp. Gina. It is sharp. Gina sinok. When it is not sharp. Example. Gishpin gina sinok gida ayan. If it's not sharp, you can have it. Gishpin gina sinok gida ayan. Gishpin gina sinok gida ayan. If it's not sharp, you can have it. Gishpin gina sinok gida ayan. Aweba. Aweba. The wind is calm. Aweba plus sinok. Aweba sinok. When the wind is not calm. Aweba. The wind is calm. Aweba sinok. When the wind is not calm. Example. Gishpin aweba sinok nongum nengase monon da. Gishpin aweba sinok nongum nengase mono da. If the wind isn't too calm, let's go sailing. Gishpin aweba sinok nongum nengase monon da. If the wind isn't too calm today, let's go sailing. Gishpin a wabase nok nongum negase mono da. If the wind isn't too calm today, let's go sailing. Final letter N. Add zinok to the end of the verb stem. Zinok. Z-I-N-O-K. Add zinok to the end of the verb stem. A one. It is foggy. A one. A one plus zinok. A one zinok. It, when it is not foggy. A one. It is foggy. A one zinok. When it is not foggy. Example. Gishpin a one zinok. A wee 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 banabi da. Gishpin a one zinok. A wee 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 banabi da. If it's not foggy, let's go fishing. Gishpin a one zinok. A wee 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 banabi da. If it's not foggy, let's go fishing. Onagamisin. The water is clear. Onagamisin. The water is clear. Onagamisin plus zinok. Onagamisin zinok. When the water is not clear. Onagamisin. Onagamisin zinok. When the water is not clear. Example. Gishpin onagamisin zinok. Gego minikweken. Gishpin onagamisin zinok. Onagamisin zinok. Gego minikweken. Gishpin onagamisin zinok. Gego minikweken. If the water isn't clear, don't drink it. Gishpin onagamisin zinok. Gego minikweken. If the water isn't clear, don't drink it. All right, let's go over the new words in the reading this week, or in from Oshkabewis. Jiganagwad. Jiganagwad. It looks good. Jiganagwad. I have to be honest, I don't remember ever using that word. Jiganagwad. Jiganagwad. It looks good. Weenad. It is dirty. It is dirty. This is definitely a good word to have around. Weenad. It is dirty. Gina. Gina, it is sharp. Gina, it is sharp. Holy buckets. Over the holidays, I got a new gift. And like, immediately, both my mother and father-in-law cut themselves on this knife. And then I brought the knife home to Iowa and was the first time I cooked with it. Then I cut both of the index fingers on my left and right hand. It was like, seriously, Gina. Onzam, Gina. Anyway, awiba, awiba. The wind is calm. Awiba. It's a nice sounding word. A one. It is foggy. I thought we had already said a one, and I might have used it as an example when we talked about Gushka one. But anyway, a one. It is foggy. I think that's the first time it's technically in Oshkabewis. And now, onagamisin. Onagamisin. The water is clear. Onagamisin. So remember that singular and plural are the same, so that's, that works in the negative, in the negation form as well. So if you need to pluralize, like, it doesn't look good, or those things, when those things don't look good, it would still be sinok. So jiganagwa sinok is when it doesn't look good, it is also when they don't look good. That can be a little confusing. Wina sinok. Wina sinok, when they are not dirty, as well as when it is dirty. But just remember that it works for both. So there you go. I think, yeah, we're going to end the episode here. And next week we'll do kind of B-form introducer stuff, talk a little bit more about that, and maybe do initial vowel change as well. Yeah, next week's going to be a big one. So yeah, spend some time making sure you got this stuff handy. And have it make sense. The nice thing about B-form negation, and B-form in general is now you really can make some complex sentences, and kind of questions and ideas. So without further ado, let's look at some more examples with our quiz. All right. So our quiz questions, let's start with Jogunashimon. Aninikidong Jogunashimon. How do you say this in English? Gishpin, give me one zinok, to onagamisin. Gishpin, give me one zinok, to onagamisin. Gishpin, give me one zinok, to onagamisin. To onagamisin. Gishpin, give me one zinok, to onagamisin. How do you say that in English? If it isn't raining, the water shall be clear. Gishpin Gimewan Zenok Da Onagamisin. Alright, Aninekadong Ojibwe Mwen. How do you say this in Ojibwe? If it is not warm, it is not warm when it is foggy. It is not warm when it is foggy. Aninekadong Ojibwe Mwen. It is not warm when it is foggy. And the answer, Gawin Abawa Senun Awang. Gawin Abawa Senun Awang. Or, of course, it could be Gawin Abawa Magasinun Awang. Gawin Abawa Senun Awang. It is not warm when it is foggy. Okay, Aninekadong Jaganashimun. How do you say this in English? Ginamagak Jiganagwat. Ginamagak Jiganagwat. Ginamagak Jiganagwat. Aninekadong Jaganashimun. Ginamagak Jiganagwat. How do you say that in English? Ginamagak Jiganagwat. And the translation is Ginamagak, when it is sharp, Jiganagwat, it looks good. When it is sharp, it looks good. Ginamagak Jiganagwat. Okay, and next, Aninekadong Ojibwe Mwen. How do you say this in Ojibwe? Will they be finished if the wind isn't calm? Will they be finished if the wind isn't calm? Will they be finished if the wind isn't calm? Sort of a weird sentence. Will they be finished if the wind isn't calm? All right, and the answer of will they be finished if the wind isn't calm? We kijita wan na. We kijita wan na. Gishpin awiba senok. We kijita wan na. Gishpin awiba senok. Will they be finished if the wind isn't calm? Gishpin we kijita wan na. Gishpin awiba senok. All right, and now Aninekadong Jaganashimuen. How do you say this in English? Gizogipo na. Gizogipo na. Gizogipo na. Gizogipo na. Easy one, eh? From way back when. Gizogipo na. Jaganashimuen. How do you say that in English? Gizogipo na. That's right. Did it snow? Gizogipo na. Did it snow? All right, and Aninekadong Ojibwe Mwen. How do you say this in Ojibwe? If they are dirty, they should not be used. If they are dirty, they should not be used. Anin ekedong Ojibwe moen. If they are dirty, they should not be used. So if they are dirty, that's our be form, plural. They should not be used. That's our negative plural, a form. Remember, A form and, or B form, plural and singular are the same thing, right? So if they are dirty, that's our plural B form, but it's also the same as the singular B form. So if they are dirty, they should not be used. Aninekadong Ojibwe Mwen. If they are dirty, they should not be used. And the answer is, if they are dirty, they should not be used. Gishpin binak gawin ta abadasinunin. Gishpin binak gawin da abadasinunin. Gishpin binak gawin da abadasinunin. All right, that is our episode. Like I said, next week we'll talk about when to use B form introducers, and those who, what, where, when, why questions. So lots of stuff. Miigwetch go bizendao yeg.